Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, do you know that animals can really communicate with us deeply in ways that are much more profound than we would ever expect? And maybe those of you who have heard my previous shows, whether an animal communicator, know that already, or maybe from others. But I'm so excited to be a friend and host for our wonderful animal communicator, who is a channel of animal consciousness. That's what she told me, and I'm so excited about that. So here we are talking with Sandra Mendelsohn, and she has a book called, or two books called, We Walk Beside You. And she can tell us about those later. But Sandra, we were talking before the show started, and I was just so excited about the experiences you've had recently and how the animals are, on your case as well as on aware of all of our cases, because you said that, they might be able to analyze our actions because they can see them, but they also know how to read inside of us. So what can you tell us?
Yeah, we all see what's happening on the external, but I've had far too many species coming through during COVID, last couple of years, talking about the shift that's happening on the internal in human thoughts, actions, and then that materializes into behavior. So I'm going to start with an elephants that came through and explained where they get their news from. How is it that they know what's happening in the external, in the internal, when we humans don't, other than within ourselves? Okay, so here's what is going on right now in our world. This is from an elephant. A great shift is indeed underway. Old ways are crumbling across the planet. Women and female energy are an immense force in facilitating this change. We know this because we get our news from the web of life, not media, which is clouded with untruths. Our communication system is not altered by humans. It tells us the facts about the internal world of thoughts, feelings, and awareness, as well as the external world of events. The internal world is where the changes, the exciting things occur. And in time, the outer world reflects the inner. We remind you now to see only with your internal eyes. This takes great discipline and can only be accomplished by tuning out of the illusory landscape around you. For example, any quote real or reality programming, to tune out of that, as it is an attempt to convince you of a reality that is no more. Pull into yourselves and into your own hearts. Avoid mass events and even take breaks from friends. Think of yourselves as growing energetically inside a cocoon. So these are things to help us get through these crazy changes. Set aside time each day to see all that you want for yourselves, for animals, and for Mother Earth. And keep letting go every day of energy and cords that tether you to old ways of thinking and feeling that are disintegrating. Even if you feel that you are only imagining it, we assure you it is working. Cleanse yourself this way as Mother Earth cleans herself constantly. So the theme today that you're going to see in what I read going forward has a lot to do with energy, has a lot to do with us becoming aware of it. We have heard, yes, everything is energy, but the animals are going to give us some tangible ways to start shifting, becoming more aware of energy within ourselves, from place to place, and when we encounter different people. Because you can't know who you are and what your energy is and tap into your highest good that is within you if you are clouded with all kinds of things from the collective and from other people. We are all connected. So I don't care how strong you are, you're still going to be picking up from others. So number one, things are crumbling, old ways of seeing and being, and by pulling into yourself and imagining that you are cutting cords with ways of being that don't serve you, emotions and thoughts, doing this constantly actually works, even if you think you're only making it up. Okay, that's number one. Number two, something else that's going on right now came from a horse named Hugo. Amazing healing work this horse does. And he said, hugely important is the purging of the human emotional body that is going on right now. There are so many of you who are flushing out emotions for yourself, for yourselves and all. You will know you are doing this when extreme emotions, seemingly unrelated to your now moment, turn off and on like a light switch. This is extremely tiring work, and all of you who are doing this must be commended. The animals, both domestic and wild, know about this work and will likely show up for you with extra patience, affection, and show of support. Faith is of the utmost importance right now, as you cannot see where you are going and you cannot witness the enormous difference you are making in the collective consciousness and its vibration, which is rising. So for anybody that is having these roller coaster out of nowhere, what is this emotion kind of experience? I'm here to tell you, you are doing so much more than you think you are. And you have to have faith that in your moments of the most chest pain, distress, however you experience it, waking up with anxiety that makes no sense, you are purging not just yours, but the collective's emotional body, which has to be cleansed right now for us to evolve and move forward. Another thing that's going on, from another horse named Honeybee, there are more and more human and non-human light workers. And why everyone's kindness and optimism is so critical. So she said, yes, in these especially challenging times, there are more and more people that are discovering that they're light workers. Why? Because they are very needed. But even for those of you still unclear of your reason for being, you do not realize how much your kindness, softness, and respect for all life are absolutely critical in shifting the planet at this time. Couple more pointers for us to work on that may seem really hard, but this is where the work is. Unwavering optimism and joy, right? Just whether you're with kids or whether you're with animals or you go into nature or you dance or anything, you know, make time for the joy because it will help return the earth to wholeness.
You know, I think that's about appreciating the preciousness of reality.
Well, I know a lot of people that, you know, we're so grateful, but where's your joy? Where's the joy? We're so serious. So like, yes, I'm so grateful, but I don't care if it's chocolate ice cream or dancing with a four-year-old, right? To tap into those things that bring you joy.
Right. Find what's precious. It could be in nature and just beautiful flowers or trees now in spring or, watching, I recently had a mourning dove that had little babies on my windowsill. And the nest was on the windowsill. Mourning doves just make like flat mats. And she raised these little chickies and just the 2 days ago, they all flew off and they're gone and I'm an empty nester.
But you know, again, this is for all the people that may or may not know that you're in New York City and they choose where they nest and they choose where they fly. So please, you know, if you've got birds nesting, they have chosen your place because of your vibration. It is not an accident.
I love that.
It's true. I mean, look at where they came to do the most precious thing to give, to have her little babies on your windowsill.
Right. So, I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, they found you. Even if the rest of the world doesn't find you, the birds know. Okay, also, this is some good stuff, you know, by China, and you do this all the time, staying open and dropping your expectations so that newness, you know, good energy can flow to you as well as from you. And here's an interesting one, loosening the ties with your body. In other words, don't allow what goes on in your body to dictate your mood. It is your vessel, yes, but your presence exists not just within your body, but all around it, much bigger than the form itself. So picture yourselves as floating as a glowing sphere. So, because we're going through all this stuff in our bodies, I don't care if it's nerves and, you know, lots of pain and stuff that people are going through, but to just keep reminding yourself that you are a field. You are a field of energy. You know, this is just the vessel for now. It's hard. It's hard, but this, it's a very internal time now in terms of how we're growing. We're not all standing on the front lines fighting in the same war together, you know, where we have people invading physically our homeland. So the work is very, very internal right now. And right alongside with that is a heron that gave more, I don't like to use the word guidance, but I'm going to use it, insight. The heron said to me, you know, we don't have herons in New York. We've got a lot of them in Florida. They say that, you know, birds will prance to get the attention of those who need beauty in their lives because they are living in their minds where they have not put any beauty, only worry and fear and negativity are found there. We want you to access your ability to see beyond what is in your now, because it's really hard on you to live day after day in that state of fear and negativity. So strive for unity. This is something we can do. Strive for unity in your own homes and lives, and it will spread. Don't wait for external change to believe that good will triumph, because the good is within you. Remind yourself daily of your own goodness, not your flaws, so that your goodness expands. And the bird continued, you know, we do not focus on global populations. We focus on our own, our families, and our community. You humans were not designed for what you concentrate on. Situations that you typically cannot change or help. Follow these words, follow our lead, and your happiness and survival strength will grow. You know, it's very disempowering to look at the world landscape and the war, and instead of having anything that reminds you of what you can affect, which is the unity in your home, and anything you focus on grows, reminding yourself of your own goodness. And these are exercises to do every day, because we get so pulled away from our internal goodness and strength. We forget, and we need to constantly remind ourselves.
Yeah, so, we get on the wheel and we're just reacting to life in superficial ways, not realizing that right now all the troubles in the world are very toxic because they're being cleansed out.
Yes.
And if we see the bigger picture and hold it with patience and compassion, it really helps us just be present and in a way of non-judgment.
And you know what, we forget, it's really easy to feel so tiny.
Yeah.
In such a big, you know, it's a small world compared to the galaxies and the universe, but, you know, 8 billion people, you can, I don't care what you do for a living, it's easy to feel insignificant in the face of all that we hear and see. And that's why the animals keep driving us back, because to our own internal strength, goodness, wholeness, kindness, because that's actually where the change will come from. And you know, a lot of people are still worried that there's going to be a world war, and they look at all the economic indicators and the nightmares. And I want to share two things that, again, the animals can see, and it comes from horses and elephants because they do massive amounts of light work on this planet that I have talked about and could go on and on about, because what I've learned over the last 10 years is mind blowing. But again, they can see beyond what we do because they tap into the web of life. So this is about war. What does Swartz had to say? Yes, on the surface, it is grim. The war, destruction, death, and displacement of so many humans and animals. But behind the scenes and under the stage, the groundswell of new life and the new earth is heavily underway. New regenerative technologies and healing modalities are appearing. Many beings are doing energy healing work, both humans and non. And here's a great one. While you sleep, there are so many beings that in the etheric, whether they're light beings, animals, star races, whatever you, angels, so many beings that are working on human consciousness while you sleep, because there is no resistance. There's no fears, there's no conscious mind to get in the way. So as a bat told me, the light works best at night. So imagine this happening across 8 billion people. Again, believing in what you cannot see is hugely important. And the horse continued, you are shifting and we see it across the globe. That is why we know everything will be okay. And a matriarch elephant also added to this issue of, you know, oh my goodness, will there be a world war? This is what she said. We tune into the human landscape and see it as a slow progression, but it's in forward motion toward the light. Nonetheless, the balance of power is shifting. Again, this is something humans cannot see, but we can. Those not of the light are resisting, so they make a bigger noise, appearing to retain power. Falsehood, my dear. We can also tell you that there will not be a world war or mass destruction as many of you fear. The light quotient is rising too fast. This has never happened before in history. And there is not enough of the collective that wants war. It is such a shame that humans cannot see this except for a very, very small number of you. Events will take a turn for the good that surprise you. Tell everyone to see peace reign in their minds every day. So, you know, we humans are like, when? I want it now. We don't know when, you know, we right. Don't know.
We need patience.
But feed it with your belief, feed it with your attention. That is maybe the single hardest thing for humans to believe, that what we believe and focus on actually amounts to something. If you can get over that, even if it's like fake it till you make it, and you think you're doing these rituals every day, the animals have told me 100 times, they feel it, they see it, and it's shifting. People are shifting for the good. And the outcomes that we see around us are going to start reflecting that more and more. If you focus on looking for all these wonderful healing things, your inbox will be totally inundated. But, you know, if you watch the mass media, they're only going to tell you about how horrible everything is, because then you stay afraid and controllable, right? So the other thing, excuse me, that the animals are really focusing on to help us evolve and get through these times with strength and courage is driving our attention back to energy. So we can say, okay, everything is energy, but what do you mean? You know, how am I going to incorporate this into my life? I mean, I can close my eyes and maybe see energy, or I can feel it if I walk into a tense room. So these, I've got 2 channelings from a lion and a donkey. Okay, from a lion. Humans do not see the truth about our existence. Energy is number one. This understanding is the root of our power. We teach it as a fundamental to our offspring, how to read energy in potential prey, other beings, the wind, the earth, and more. Basically, ours is an energy school. It's a pity that humans are never taught what affects them the most. You would do well to tell others that if they make no time to distinguish what is their own energy versus another's that they have absorbed, that they cannot step fully into their power and hear their own inner guidance. They will be feeling sensations and emotions that are not theirs, but they believe them to be, especially from whom they are closest. So again, back to the internal, paying attention. Do you feel really good? And then you're with someone you love a lot and you've got chest pain, throat pain, headache, stomach. This is not to say, okay, disengage entirely from these people, but it is an awareness that we are all doing the best. Thank you, Deepak Chopra. We are doing the best we can at our own level of consciousness. So you can be around someone you love very, very much, and they're having their internal struggle, conscious or not, and you will feel it. So just pay attention to how you feel around different people. And then what goes with that from a donkey, she said, humans must see that where they go matters now more than ever. They must check in and always ask if their heart, stomach, throat, or head hurts when they enter a certain space. Do they feel tight? Healing places make you feel flowing, calm, happy, and loose in your body. So notice how all your tight and aching parts feel when you are in one. Now you must all begin to notice yourselves more and how you feel moving from place to place. So again, always the animals are always giving us tools to navigate what's going on, and energy is absolutely critical. If you start paying attention, some of the oddball experiences that you feel will not be so frightening, overwhelming, because you realize, oh, I just felt it at that part of the street. I started paying attention and was walking my dog down the block last night and I had real chest pain. And then when I got to the last third of the block, it completely went away. And I'm like, okay, it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It was clear. What? Because the energy in the people's homes, right? Doesn't mean you're supposed to say, oh, people are bad. It's an awareness of your own sovereignty. So
right. There
you go.
We live in such changing times. It's so important for what you're talking about to create clarity, to keep us more centered in what matters most. And our energy matters most because it's all energy. And to be able to be conscious of it and strategize with it, I think is going to carry us forward the most.
Absolutely. You know, there's the animals are just talking about all this beautiful stuff that's happening of people realizing they're not their governments, they're finding their own kindness. That, you know, again, pulling back into you, your world, how you treat the people and even the things with kindness and love, that'll keep you plenty busy, but it's also feeding the collective. Just know that. Know that nothing you think comes without, right? Every thought matters because it affects matter. So don't feel insignificant, especially if you live in a big city and you feel like a pinhead, you know, like a drop in a bucket. You're not.
Right. And so, yeah, we're infinite, actually.
We see that, but the thing is a long jump from the concept to actually feeling it, right? Feeling infinite while you have like leg pain or something, or your hip really hurts, and even just walking is difficult. It's very hard to feel infinite, right?
Right.
And you're still in a body with its 3D stuff going on. You're like, oh gosh, what now?
Yeah, but it can push you to strive for feeling infinite because of that. And so it's a motivator.
Well, you know what? If we can do another show about moving through illness with the wisdom of that four different species that brought some things to light that I think most of us don't ever think about. So
it's amazing the different species that speak with you. You said before the show that you're up to almost 90 different species that have communicated with you.
Yeah. And you know what? They're at different levels of awareness. You know, they're here to learn the lessons that you learn in this form or that form. But I haven't gotten a lot. I've gotten some really wild stuff from whales, but a lot of people channel whales. They're like horses and elephants. And, you know, dolphins are kind of the messengers of the whales. But I literally had a sheep come through and say, we are evolving beyond the role that we came here to perform. So there are some animals, this blew my mind, that some animals, like this sheep was saying, some of us are ready to do light work. right? Mm-hmm. And a chimpanzee told me that they're gathering, not just the horses and the elephants doing work in energetic work in groups, but chimpanzee told me that there are groups of animals doing energy work because the human, our awakening is critical and it's time. Yeah. So there's a rescue horse network, horses that are paying it forward energetically and on and on.
Wow. So this is massive
upgrading of the animal kingdom. So, yeah.
And you're posting regularly on Facebook and you have a website. So let's give the audience information.
Yes. If you check out I have two Facebook pages. One is called We Walk Beside You and the other one is sandra.l.mendelson. And I post every day on Facebook and on LinkedIn and Instagram. And I also have 4 books and two We Walk Beside You for humans, books 1 and 2, and grown-up humans, and a deck of animal message cards. We walk under the We Walk Beside You name. And the kids' books are called The Secrets of the Animals. I've written 2 out of the 3 books that are published. I'm working on the 3rd. And these are messages for children in rhyme.
So. Oh, that's beautiful. So happy to hear that. You know,
send you some for that beautiful little 1-year-old in your life.
Yeah, well, and my 5-year-old will really love it.
Well, I think I need to get your address. I will.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I will send you some.
And so, but it's so inspiring. And but even more than the messages is where they come from and how these animals are so connected to universal consciousness. And not all animals are, as we know, a lot of them just do their job, right. But some are just geniuses and they know how to find you.
Yeah, and look, when they are in a traumatic situation, they are using their energy to stay alive. I have communicated with ones in factory farms and they're constantly energetically leaving their body. So they know this life is just a step stone because they live
I'm glad you said that they know how to escape. So so thank you so much for being back on Energy Stew. I can't wait to talk with you again.
Thank you, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.live. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening.